mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final hour of this Tuesday, the 11th day of January 2005 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I've got multiple articles from Florida, California, you name it, where they go, oh yeah, all the cameras are going to have these face scanning systems and license plate reading systems in them instantly if you have any warrants or if you're a criminal. Talk about Big Brother, about this new Homeland Security chief nominee, Mr. Chertoff. New torture developments, just so much we're going to be covering in this third hour. Plus, I'm going to re-air that clip from the History Channel about Benjamin Franklin getting power from hell. Pretty scary stuff now being thrown in your face. We were just talking to a lady in Indiana, Pat. Pat, you said you were watching Book TV on C-SPAN, and they have this historian on, you said Gary Wells, and somebody called in about the Illuminati, and he said, oh, well, I'm a member of that.
Yes, he did. He says, I don't believe they did. He says, I am a member of the secret Illuminati. Just like that.
And now, was he saying it kind of in a joking manner, or was he serious?
No, he was serious. And it kind of stunned the lady that was interviewing him on C-SPAN about his book. And we also have another video of Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Yes.
And he said that the documents that they just passed about the Patriot number one and number two was the worst in the history of America. And he says, don't believe it's the Authorization Act, it's the Patriot Act number two. And he says it was an abominable act that they passed here in America.
And you have both those on VHS?
Yes, we do.
Will you please, please double, sweetie pie, please,
yes,
mail those to me and label them?
Yes, I will. And what shall I put on there?
Just tell us what it is, and then put a little note on there, and I'll send you one of my books or a video for free.
Okay, I sure will.
Because it won't be for free because you're paying to ship it to me. But just to say, just say which free video you want.
Okay, I sure will, and I thank you.
Well, thanks a million. That's an interesting call. Yeah, so much of what the globalists are up to now is going public. They're flaunting so much of it in our face now. In fact, go ahead and play that Benjamin Franklin clip.
America was born in rebellion, and a few of its greatest icons made alliances with the host of hell. In the late 1700s, a group of Englishmen formed the first Hellfire Club, a fraternity dedicated to drinking, sex, and at times, ridiculing Christianity and mocking its sacred rituals. Members met at ruined monasteries to revel in black masses and drunken orgies. An occasional participant was the American ambassador to Great Britain, Benjamin Franklin.
Why, the Hellfire Club, or you know it as the Illuminati, another one of the little chapters of this. But our other founding fathers, like John Quincy Adams, George Washington, spoke out against it. Many of them, well, not Adams, but George Washington was a Mason, but a lower level one. When he found out the upper levels had, quote, been taken over by these groups, he went public. So again, most Masons out there are not evil people. They just don't know what they're part of at a higher level, and that's why we're here warning them. And it's, you know, it's like this pleading guilty to murder, and the guy only gets 5 years probation in a ritual for blowing somebody's head off there in Long Island. I mean, this stuff is sinister, this stuff is serious, and that's what we cover in my film Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove. We're going to break, we'll come back and go straight to Rick and Eric and Bill and others. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Once we get some more of your great calls out of the way, I'll dive back into all of this news and information. So please stay with us. And don't forget, we've revamped, redesigned InfoWars.net. It stands alone. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The New World Order aren't Germans, they're not Chinese, they're not Jews. They're Luciferian devil worshipers. They love death. They love to dominate. They love to abuse the weak and the innocent. Look at the fruits of what they do in the real world. And they've got the heads of almost every organization and group in the country, almost all the Christian denominations, many of the Jewish organizations, the Muslim organizations. They have infiltrated the highest ranks of almost every system, economic, spiritual, psychological in the world. And they are changing the world into their image, into their system. So I'm going to play this one more time. This is so important. This is the History Channel flaunting it in your face about Benjamin Franklin. Here it is.
America was born in rebellion, and a few of its greatest icons made alliances with the host of hell. In the late 1700s, a group of Englishmen formed the first Hellfire Club, a fraternity dedicated to drinking, sex, and at times, ridiculing Christianity and mocking its sacred rituals. Members met at ruined monasteries to revel in black masses and drunken orgies. An occasional participant was the American ambassador to Great Britain, Benjamin Franklin.
So, in your face. Now, we've already known this for a long time, and back in the first hour, I read this Times of London, Sunday Times of London, remains of 10 bodies at Ben Franklin's home. This is from February 11th, 1998. Workmen have dug up the remains of 10 bodies hidden beneath the former London home of Benjamin Franklin, the founding father of American independence. The remains are from when he lived in England in the 1870s, 1860s. He lived there, moved back to the U.S., went back again. And they dug up the bodies of six children and a bunch of other adults. And then subsequently they dug in deeper and found more bodies in later reports. And Paul Knapman, the Westminster coroner, said yesterday, "I cannot totally discount the possibility of a crime. There is still a possibility that I may have to hold an inquest." And that inquest never happened. Very, very serious. But again, black masses, you know, friendly neighborhoods type stuff. Perhaps, you know, we should clone Benjamin Franklin and run him for president. I mean, maybe then the Christian Coalition would endorse him. Because George Bush is a member of Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove, and so was his daddy and his daddy. This is what they do. This is real. I'm sorry if it sounds crazy. It's in your face. The question I have with the listeners is, why now are they bringing it up? Why are they admitting it in so many venues? Let's go ahead and take another call. I guess, who's up next here? Rick in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned Freemasons, Alex, because about 4 years ago, back out west, I was raised as a Freemason. Well, I actually was initiated and went through everything. Become a Freemason. Now, I haven't been active in the last almost 2 years or so, but a lot of the things that I had questions about, I would ask the Secretary of the Lodge or other things, and he admitted in some certain places of the world and even in the United States, it just depends where you're at in the country of how far they go into it. You know, like showing favoritism in jobs and such and things like that. Now, where I was at the time, they didn't, that particular lodge didn't favor being raised for promotions and jobs or things like this or getting off the hook legally in certain things.
Well, let me stop you. Were you in the Masonic organization when you were a child?
No, that was, that's the Order of Demolay, I believe, when you're a teenager. It's the teenage.
Yeah, and for the women, it's the Eastern Star.
Right, right. So I wasn't that active in it. I have family members in the Freemasons in the South. But like I said, I haven't been active in it in quite some time. I just don't have time for it.
Well, I want to be clear here, because most people who are Masons never get even mid-level. What degree did you get up to?
I only got raised to third degree. But there was also things you could go through to get raised to your 32nd degree. And I asked them, well, what are stipulations? Could you get your 33 and a third? And they kind of laughed and said, well, you pretty much have to be really old and, you know, have to go through a lot. Now, he didn't expand on going through a lot to me, but there are certain, I guess, they hold these, sometimes in Vegas or other places in the nation, hold these conferences, and you watch a play of the whole rituals, and then you're raised so many degrees, and then it's like a whole three-day thing, and by the time you're done, you have your 32 degrees of masonry. That's the kind of quick way to go through it all.
Yeah, let me just stop you.
Mm-hmm.
The Masonic orders are run like an intelligence agency.
Yeah.
And so the people that are below the 32nd degree,
we don't know much,
are the equivalent of clerks who are filing letters, you know, to pay bills or something. I mean, it's just the outer porch Masons. You don't know that there's more degrees until you become a 33rd degree Mason, and there's a bunch of degrees above that, my friend.
Right, exactly.
And humans can only go up to about the 160th degree, and then there's principalities after those degrees, but then people like Aleister Crowley and the OTO and others, they claim that they want to even hire into all this. But let me just break it down for you, okay? Again, I'm sure you know a lot about this stuff, but just for the listeners that just tuned in, the reason I explain this is so somebody who is a Mason hears this and says, devil worshippers, you know, this Alex Jones is just full of it. They never told me any of this.
Some infiltrate the Masonic Lodge. They admitted that. And they said, well, we can't stop everybody since we take everybody.
Oh,
and
sir, you were being deceived is what I'm telling you.
Exactly, I understand.
This is what they tell you. And did you get, I guess for the third degree, they didn't have you write essays, did they?
No. They made suggestions to me of where to go higher, branch up, you know, the York or the Scottish Rite.
Look, most Masonic lodges are just local good old boy clubs.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you something. You go to a high-level Masonic meeting, and again, that's the Skull and Bone spinoff groups, Bohemian Grove, clubs of these orders. It is out and out, Satan, we love you.
Yeah.
It is just out and out devil worship.
Oh, let me tell you, and I'm not saying anything that can't be researched on the Internet. I'm not giving away any secrets, but during the your first degree, they dim all the lights in the place and I don't want to say a candle. Sometimes they burn candles, just depending on what lodge you're in, and that's the only light in the whole place. And you're blindfolded. I mean, a good depiction of it is the movie From Hell with Johnny Depp about Jack the Ripper. That whole scene with the initiation of the Mason is pretty right on, word for word even.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy, and just real fast, I was reading through the Constitution. I have a book on it, and it states in here that when a long train of abuse and usurpations revealed a settled design to subject them to absolute rule, it was not just the people's right, but also their duty to throw off such a government. So it is our government, or it is our right as a people to...
New Hampshire even has that in their Bill of Rights. It's the right to revolt. Or clause 10 for them. No, the government is not our God. It's not our owner. It's not our master. And when it gets tyrannical, it's our God-given right to resist it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just, you know, people who come out and say all the Masons are devil worshippers, all the Masons are evil, all the Masons are drinking goblets of blood, that really backfires on folks because 90% of Masons don't even know about the higher levels. And so they just think they're in a good old boy club and think it has to do with Solomon and the temple and, you know, this hokey line they give them. But when you get into the higher levels, it is Lucifer is God is what they believe, and it is a push for world government and to destroy the Christian church. And, again, most Masons get mad at that because they just don't know. They're useful idiots. And when you finally know all the different Masonic signs, the lion's paw and the rest of the handshakes they do, then you see Bush Sr. and Gorbachev shaking hands. You see, the head of the 700 Club on the front of Time Magazine doing the lion's paw, doing these handshakes. It's just everywhere. They had a guy on C-SPAN attacking me about exposing Bohemian Grove for an hour. Brian Lamb, and the guy, the professor he had on there, who admittedly studies this, was flashing open hand signals. I mean, stuff that is very hard to even learn how to do with your fingers for an hour, just flashing them at the screen. You know, I'm a member, I'm a member, I'm a member. It's ridiculous. All right, we're going to break, and we're going to hurry through these calls a little bit faster. Eric and Bill and Maggie and others. And there is a ton of news coming up as well, but it's these secret societies, folks, and they're running things. And they don't care about freedom. But the low-level Masons will tell you, well, our order is all about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Why, most of the founding fathers were Masons. Yeah, about half of them were. They were low-level Masons, and a lot of them later spoke out against it. Like George Washington. Because you get into the higher levels, you find out that you've been manipulated. So just be advised what you're part of. I mean, now they're flaunting it in your face, what one of the chief Masons, Benjamin Franklin, was involved in. The Hellfire Club. Black masses. Getting his power from the host of hell.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live here. Taking your phone calls. Eric in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Man, I'm so honored to talk to you. I wanted to talk to Greg, too, because he showed me how to bald with dignity. But anyway, you're talking about the Illuminati, all the secret societies. I think there is an end game. And have you noticed how Christianity has become more reviled and attacked just lately after the election? And I know that it's intentional. And it certainly seems to play into the hands of the dialectic.
And it becomes more reviled because the so-called Christian leaders are a bunch of warmongering Luciferians posing as Christians to give it a bad name. And then here's Bush's people banning crosses anywhere on the parade route. And you're just not allowed to have crosses, but then that makes the left happy. And then, oh, but you also can't have signs against Bush if you're... So see how they take everybody's rights.
Surely.
And, I mean, the right-wingers are happy to take the left's rights, and the left is happy to take the right's rights, and then we don't have any rights.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Bush is very much the drooling puppet. I know that. But the people behind him are the most serious. They use, like, intentional incompetence. They use it like a science.
Yeah, why did they use a drooling puppet? I don't...
Excuse me?
Why did they put a drooling puppet in?
Oh, because... Oh, very easy. People can identify with Bush. He makes gaffes. He's not very articulate, but he's affable. So the average person, not very articulate, but affable, they identify themselves. They put themselves to Bush. And so, especially...
Why do you think they want Schwarzenegger so bad?
You know, Schwarzenegger is he's their devil man. Schwarzenegger is very, very interesting. He is
devilish.
Oh man, I tell you what, he would be the ultimate puppet as well too, right?
They got a lot of dirt on him. They got a mausoleum of skeletons on that boy.
Hey man, tell you what, go back to Nietzsche and you'll find your Superman. You'll find your Schwarzenegger. He's Hitler incarnate.
You'll find the Beast Man's what
right.
It's called.
Exactly. Well, Alex, hey man, it's great to talk to you. You are a hero. You inspire me all the time. I'm just privileged to talk to you today, man. Thank you very much.
No, I was honored to talk to you. Are you kidding? I appreciate you calling. Wouldn't have a show without you. Let's talk to, up next, Bill. Bill, where are you calling us from? Well, that must be a nice place.
Yeah, the thing I want to talk to you about is last year I took a Homeland Security class for NBC's Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological, and the director of the class told us when the question rose up, what would happen if the children were infected in the school? She said a perimeter would be set up and the parents would be shot if they tried to enter the school. If the children died, then they would burn the bodies. Later on that year, we went to the practice session and about 25 guys showed up with assault rifles, body armor, and sniper weapons at my place of employment. When I asked them why they had the body armor and assault rifles, they just kind of grinned and said, we may have to pass out medications at the end of a rifle.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is all public, and it's been in the mainstream news, but back of the paper, as I say, so the average person's in denial. Washington Post, Gannett News Service, it's in my film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. If there's an attack in California, you can't have your children in New York. They're going to take them to a FEMA center, and then they're going to make you come turn your guns in to get your children back, if you're lucky. So the whole country is going to be turned into Abu Ghraib.
Well, it's exactly what happened on the movie from FX, Smallpox. I don't know if you had a chance to watch that.
I didn't see it, but I got a lot of calls about it.
Yeah, they arrested everybody and took them to a camp under the watchful eyes of a gunman from the military.
Well, that's the good guys to do that. They take your families and break them up and put guns to your head. Look, just get ready to submit to it, sir.
No one
cares about you.
It's not the end game until it is the end game, and there is men waiting to fight. I know you don't like to hear that, but the bullets will start to fly. And I know that's not your opinion, that's my opinion.
So are you in law enforcement?
No.
So why were you in part of this training?
I can't go into details because I'll lose my job if I identify who I am.
Military? Prison?
I can't identify. If I do, I'll lose my job. I got
well,
five
how many,
kids.
Okay, let me say it this way. How many people in your area, I mean, how many people in your line of work agree with you?
A whole bunch, but a lot of them are, like you said, they don't want to hear it because they're watching football games, basketball games, they like to play cards. They're not paying attention.
But when you talk to them, they say, we won't go along with this.
No, this is outside of work. The ex-militia that rose up in the 90s, the men that are still not in prison, because once the militia rose up in the 90s, a lot of the people that were more vocal and...
believe me, I know.
Yeah, they went to prison. They were brought up on Trump charges, and they went to jail.
Believe me, I know. Listen, I'm not for defending ourselves, sir. I just know that the globalists want to have a physical confrontation.
Well, you're not going to be able to ask these child molesters to stop. You're going to have to force them to stop. Now, that's my opinion. I know that's not yours, and you don't like to hear it, but that's my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about it on the other side. Don't hang up, Bill. Or Eric, excuse me. Whoever I'm talking to.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, folks, I was talking to Bill during the break, and obviously that's not his name, but I was actually aware, even before he gave me the name of this particular facility, but we're not going to get into that because I don't want to get him in trouble. Now, we've seen this all over the country, the preparations for this. It's in page 76 of the Homeland Security legislation. Tell folks in more detail what they told you they were going to do if there was some type of bio release.
Well, they basically, everybody would be under arrest. If it happened to the schools was my main question. And they said if the children are infected, the school will be locked down. They will draw a line, and any parent that tries to cross that line will be killed. And I asked them, you're going to kidnap all of the children. And she told me, no, it's not kidnapping. It's for your own safety.
Well, yeah, the Army said in Detroit Free Press 3 years ago, they said, we'll, quote, kill your grandmother. That was a quote. So what did they say they do with the bodies of the children?
They said they would burn them if they had smallpox, because I'm at the age where I had the smallpox inoculation. I don't know if anybody born after 1970, I don't think, had it.
And top scientists have said that the new smallpox shot doesn't even protect you, and that if you have good sanitation, even with the weaponized smallpox, maybe 30% get it, 10% die. I mean, it's not that bad, but they love to fearmonger about it.
Well, one of the guy directors said that he has been gotten the shots three times, once when he's a child, twice in the military, and then he chuckled and said, I'm not going to get smallpox, ha, ha, ha. And then said, but everybody else that gets it, we're going to take care of you, ha, ha, ha.
And yeah, it's all the big power trip. And the media has all these Nightline made-for-TV shows and shows on FX. It's coming. It's going to happen. Give up all your rights.
Well, when they did come in to set up the practice, it was about 25 guys with assault rifles and level 3 body armor. When I asked them, who do you think was going to be shooting at you, they just looked at me and smiled. And I guess that's how they're going to pass out medication to us, is at the end of a rifle.
Oh, well, that's been admitted. But see, here's the problem. Was this about a year or two ago?
It was last year in May of 2003, 2004.
Yeah, because you know they tried to force firefighters and police and medical workers, nurses, doctors, EMS drivers, EMS, EMTs, they tried to force them to take it. They said, oh, well, you have to. There's no law, but you have to. 99%+, according to the LA Times, said no. So they can't go ahead with the plan right now because their own people won't do it.
Yeah, it was, I tried to tell my family members and they just thought, well, they're going to help us. And I thought, well, if somebody, I've never been to a hospital and they had armed military troops, but I guess this is what they intend to do.
If folks only knew what we know, what we talked about during the break, but...
Well, there's a certain group of people in every area that are ready to respond. But if you jump the gun, they'll either imprison you or you will be killed. If you try to face them off right now.
Well, we didn't talk about that. We talked about the particular facility.
Yeah, I know that. But the thing, just like when 9/11 happened, everybody just went crazy in this area because there was a rumor of gas shortages. And I had a police scanner I was listening to, and the police were like, don't try to do anything unless there's some type of big-time violence. And people were in the middle of the road trying to direct traffic, causing traffic accidents. And, I mean, everybody was just going nuts.
Oh, yeah. If a nuke or something goes off, it's going to be just total bedlam. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the call, Bill. It's hard for the globalists to engage in this type of social engineering. And as Greg Palast said last hour, they've got to get us to kind of go along with it. And if we don't go along with it, their system will fail. But they want a big crisis to then bring us into martial law and then to never bring us out of it. Then the excuse will be, well, they nuked a city or they released smallpox and now we've got to do this from now on. You've got to all be under police state control. And then don't ask why we'll have big NAFTA highways and wide open northern and southern borders while all this is happening. They'll just go, well, just don't worry about it. It has nothing to do with terrorism. A final call, then I'm going to cover news for the last 20 minutes. Maggie in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want to bring up something I noticed in the papers a few months ago that seemed very mysterious to me and still does. About 5 months ago, maybe even longer, I saw in one of the Texas papers, and I can't remember which one, a photograph and maybe a little article with it that had the headline, Judge Roy Moore takes the Ten Commandments on tour. Do you remember anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, in the picture that I saw, I meant to clip it, and I forgot. It showed a man, presumably the judge, although I don't know what he looks like, standing beside a tablet, I mean beside a stone. And the stone he was standing by appeared to be granite, shiny granite. It was about 4 feet tall, like a large tombstone, maybe rectangular, perfectly rectangular. And the, the likeness of the tablet, as they're shaped tablets, was carved into it, rather than the stone itself being that shape, and then that shape, and then, of course, the Ten Commandments. But above this tablet image, still on the same stone, was the pyramid with the eye, and above that was the inscription presented by the Order of the Eagle. And I didn't know what to make of that. I didn't talk about it to anyone, and then I didn't clip that picture and lost it. And then a little bit later, maybe a couple of months later, I started searching for it on the Internet, but all I could come up with in representations of the tablet that Judge Moore presumably has with him looks more like the real tablet, marble and shaped like, and tablet shaped.
And I didn't see that, so I can't comment on it. I remember seeing the monument, and I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what they're showing on the Internet, or most articles now, are showing a tablet-shaped representation in white and marble or limestone or something like that. But this had the pyramid with the eye and something that said presented by the Order of the Eagles. And I thought maybe somebody else in your audience has seen that.
Well, I wasn't going to take any more calls, but if somebody gets in and has specifics for us, we'll take their call.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Maggie. That's interesting. I mean, all I know about that is that I saw it, and it was a big monument, a big block of stone. I didn't see that on it. And what you mentioned, and it just had the Ten Commandments on it, and Bush had the Attorney General of Alabama go after Moore and then gave that Attorney General promotion to a federal judgeship with it. And that was hailed as very conservative. Okay. Inauguration controversy widens. Again, they're not going to allow crosses anywhere in the demonstrations or in the celebrations. And they're also banning a bunch of other forms of protest signs. So just they'll always ban some form of free speech for the liberals and the conservatives. And then each group supports the other group losing their speech. And so we all lose our free speech. Very, very serious. Bible removed from Houston Monument. Another article there where they remove the display there, but every other religious symbol is A-OK. And then another one here, this out of the Associated Press. Police cite war protester for sign, a man protesting the war in Iraq, with a sign that blended President Bush's name with a profanity, was ticketed for using obscene languages in public. But again, I have hundreds of articles where they arrest people for having a sign that says no blood for oil. The protester said Monday he would fight the citation, calling it a violation of his constitutional right to free speech. So all over the place this stuff is happening. Continuing with the news and information, Guantanamo Britons to be freed. BBC, four Britons held by the U.S. in Guantanamo Bay could be returned to the U.K. within days, U.S. defense sources say. Mozam Beg from Birmingham, and Martin Mugabe, Richard Belmer, and others from London have been held by the U.S. for more than 2 years. They were detained in Cuba camp as part of the U.S.-led war on terror. The Foreign Office said it had been seeking to address U.S. security fears over the possible release. There has been no official announcement. Yeltsin killed man in drunken hit-and-run, biographer claims. I don't find that hard to believe about Boris Yeltsin, who for his last 2 years in office was pushed around in a wheelchair so drunk he couldn't even stand up, probably drugged by his vice president, Vladimir Putin. Boris Yeltsin, Russia's first democratically elected leader, has been accused of killing a man in a drunken hit-and-run accident when in power and ordered his aide to cover it up. The incident, which is alleged to have taken place in the early 90s, is detailed in an updated biography of Russia's first post-Soviet president, written by his former top aide and senior bodyguard, Alexander Korzhakov. And his book, Boris Yeltsin, From Dawn to Dusk, was published in 87, but a new chapter containing the damning new allegations has been added recently. Now a deputy in the Russian parliament, Mr. Korzhakov, enjoyed unrivaled access to Yeltsin and his secrets during his rocky 91-99 presidency, acting as his closest advisor for much of it. Now he's stabbing him in the back. The reason I covered this article is because this is what saying you're above the law creates. Bush and his top advisors have said he is above the law. He is the law. He can commit no crime. He has declared himself basically king or sovereign, the arbiter of all. And I just find it patently disgusting. Whether it's Bill Clinton or John Kerry or whoever's in government, none of them should be able to be above the law, much less say they're above the law. They've been operating as if they're above the law for a long, long time. But now they're saying it. That should worry everyone out there. It should concern all Americans, because when you get a government that starts saying it can do whatever it wants to, that is absolute classic tyranny. Disabled peer condemns euthanasia bill. A bill which critics claim would legalize euthanasia through the back door was dealt a blow last night after a disabled peer warned its introduction could have led to her being denied life-saving treatment. Baroness Chapman, who suffers from brittle bone disease, said that the government proposal could become a license to kill and would not keep people safe, speaking for her first time in the Lords since being made a peer last year. Lady Chapman said, "My Lords, I feel I should declare an interest. If this bill has been passed 43 years ago, I would not be here." Now, the state is going to kill you if you don't go along with what they want to do. Here's an article out of the Yuma Sun. Got your lunch ID? YUHSD installs new meal payment system, and it shows the big scanner. The children have to scan their barcode to get their school lunch. Thousands of school districts have this. Hundreds have the thumb scanners. Students at Yuma Union High School District no longer need crumpled dollars and loose change covered with pocket lint to buy lunch. Oh. All they need is their student identification, which also marks down what they buy, what they eat. These kids love this. It's just right up their alley. They are taking to it beautifully, said Charlene Story, YUHSD Director of Food Services. As of today, all five of the district's high schools will be using new systems that allow students to buy cafeteria meals using their ID cards. According to Ms. Story, the system will expedite lunch lines, decrease labor costs, remove the stigmas associated with freebie, and reduce price lunches, and possibly even reel in additional funds for the district. Now, this is happening everywhere. And again, you're not allowed to pay cash is the point. They get into that. No cash allowed. You've got to enroll with the card or with the thumbprint or with both in some cases. Most colleges have been doing this for the last 5 years. And this is openly part of a federal program. Then you look at Time Magazine for Kids, two different issues given to all the public schools for free. It's how great the microchip is and how the kids will all soon be getting it. I mean, they're really brainwashing them. This is out of the LA Times from the Big Brother file. Spotting car thieves in blink of a digital eye. The LAPD is testing a camera that can capture up to 2,000 images an hour to scan license plates and compare them to a database. You know, funny, I've looked at the actual computer software company websites. It's thousands of license plates a second if they need to. So I don't know why it says that. The Los Angeles Police Department is testing a mobile computerized camera system that could markedly improve its chances of arresting car thieves at a time when auto theft accounts for nearly a quarter of property crimes. The new system uses tiny digital cameras, either handheld or mounted on the top of a police car, to scan license plates and compare them to a state database of 123,000 stolen vehicles. The cameras can capture up to 2,000 images an hour on a freeway, in parking lots, or on the street. So basically, it just drives around, and the cameras automatically pick up numbers and run them, so your plates are all being run continually. And then now, police, if you don't pull somebody over who has a warrant because you're going to another call or you're busy or you're about to get off work and ask just some parking tickets or whatever, you're going to get in trouble too. You drive down the street and it literally pulls up every... This is the article. You drive down the street and it literally pulls up every single car plate and tells you whether it's stolen. And see, that's for now, whether it's stolen. The federal plan says it's to tax you, to track you, if you haven't paid your taxes, all of it. Captain Bob Graybill, head of the LAPD San Fernando Valley-based community effort to combat auto theft. This is going to change everything. Like price scanners and checkout lines in markets, the results are virtually instantaneous, meaning an officer is alerted the moment the scan focuses on the plate of a vehicle that has been reported stolen. With infrared capacity, the cameras can be used in the dark. All right, let me stop right there. They tried to pass a law in the last Texas legislature where if you, quote, had ever made mean statements or anti-police statements, not even a crime, you were to be in a database, and they were going to have these cameras scanning as well. And, of course, this software is already hooked into most of the big cameras on the street corners. Graybill's squad is experimenting with two systems, a handheld British device that works like a radar gun and a vehicle-mounted unit. Bubble units developed by Remington Law Enforcement Systems can scan traffic in both directions at freeway speeds. And it's about prevention as much as apprehension. It could prove a major deterrent to car thieves. Yeah, I bet. I bet it will. So, it's like the cameras at first were for traffic. Now they're for car thieves. And, the Florida town, every car that drives through it has their records run. And, well, if you haven't paid your tickets, we're going to arrest you. Everything you do, and again, it tracks your identity, where you go and what you do as well. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
There was a new article today about in Boston, well, outside Boston. It's in the Boston Globe up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. They just went out to whole neighborhoods and said, well, we've had a murder and we're looking for the person's DNA, so everyone has to show up and give your DNA. No warrants, no nothing, just we're wearing uniforms, bow to us. This has happened in Louisiana. They're trying to make it the law everywhere. But in this case, it isn't even law. I am completely interested in any of the methods the district attorney office is using in this case, but I'm not comfortable with this current method, said Turo resident Maria Fluke, who wrote about the Worthington case in Invisible Eden, a story of love and murder on Cape Cod. And while residents in the upper Cape joked to friends in the town about the DNA collection, Fluke said, we don't think it's really that funny. It is completely a voluntary thing, she added, and I think when they say they're looking at people who aren't volunteering, there is a little different pressure. See, they actually come to your house and say, please come with us, please come give blood. Then if you say no, they go, okay, you're being investigated. But in Louisiana, they actually forced you to come. This is a very personal decision, and it's one that's made public. I think it's splitting people up individually. I think people are confused about wanting to help but not wanting to cross the line of their personal rights and personal boundaries. Just amazing. The main reason I'll never give voluntarily any of my fluids to the government is I don't know of a big crime lab, state or federal, that hasn't been caught framing people. I was at the gym a few weeks ago or a week ago when they had on the big TV, I just saw the closed caption. Was it called Questionable Evidence, some special TV show, and it was all about crime labs framing people. So guards say Abu Ghraib abuses went beyond photos. This is out of the Sun National. Two Army Reserve troops at the center of the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal faced off in military courtroom yesterday, with one describing from the witness stand harsh treatment of his fellow soldiers that went beyond what the world saw in the photographs. Raping, killing, all of it. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of news I wanted to get to, but we did cover most of it. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, on the Global Shortwave at 3210, during the day from 11 to 2 at 9.985, and your local AM and FM stations doing a great job, and the internet at InfoWars.com. Before I end this broadcast, I hope that the people out there listening will join us in this historical fight against global tyranny. And some of the best tools we've got are my documentary films, and yes, I'm still offering the incredible specials of 50% off, 70% off some of my newest films and books and information. We're not just slashing prices on our older works, which are excellent as well. It's the new stuff and the best films I've made that we're doing this. Where you buy one for $19.95, the next is $5.95. And of course, the old specials are there as well. Buy three tapes and you get $5.95 off each tape. Just a lot of new specials. You need to get American Dictators Documenting the Staged Election 2004. George Humphrey's video, 9/11, The Great Illusion. Eric Hupschman's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. You need to get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Because they're excellent, and also because it supports this broadcast. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. You can watch free video clips, read about the films right there. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. A bunch of new stuff going up today and tomorrow. Just an incredible deal for people that are online. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Please take action. If you have my videos, make copies and get them out to folks. I'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight. And just God bless you all. Get out there and join me and others on the front lines in the info war. God bless you.